السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما. نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت وتحننت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم ويتبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي المقصرة المذنبة بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال ربنا العزيز في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد. The scholars of ethics, ethicists, علماء الأخلاق, contend that we are under the influence of the three main inner powers. These inner powers, they control us, they try to dominate us, they drive us. There are three main faculties, three main factors that dominate our behavior, our mood, our character. Three powers. And these three powers are mentioned by Muslim and non-Muslim philosophers too. And the powers are, the first power is reason, al-aql. The second, al-quwwatu al-ghadabiyya, the power of anger, which is necessary for our perfection, takamul. Ghadab has two dimensions, two ways, two models. One of them is desired and needed for our perfection, for our journey, because shaja'a, bravery, stems from this power, the power of anger. The other side of it, the other side of the coin of anger, is undesired. It's not good. It leads into our not perfection, takamul, but our destruction. And the third power is the power of desire. And these three powers, they always clash with each other. They are in a race, perpetual sibaq and race, to try to polarize us and dominate our life. Every single day is a day of struggle and fight between these two powers. brain, anger, reason, anger, and desire, الشهوة. Now, some people say, definitely God is wise, and He's just, and He's kind. So why then He created the other powers? He should have given us only one, the power of reason, قُوَّةُ الْعَقْلِ. If He wants us to be good and nice and perfect, why did He supply us with other powers, which is anger and desire? He should have left us only with the power of reason, to be influenced, to be dominated, to be controlled by reason. And when you are controlled by reason, then definitely your actions and your behavior and your feelings are going to be reasonable. But that does not work. Why it doesn't work? Because God says, I want to send you to paradise. And you have to work for paradise. See, angels, al-mala'ika, are dominated only by one power, reason, aql. They lack the other two powers. They lack the power of anger and they lack the power of desire. They know nothing about anger or desire. They are driven only by aql, reason. Why? Because they are not supposed to be tested. Angels are not tested. We are put to test. Angels are supposed to receive directives and they have to follow them step by step. They have no choice. The angels, they have no choice. One time God gave them choice in the beginning when He said to them, do sujood, perform the sujood, bow down before Adam. So they all listened except one. And that one was not an angel, was a jinn. إِنَّ إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنْ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. So they are not put to test. بَلْ عِبَادٌ مُكْرَمُونَ لَا يَسْبِقُونَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ وَهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِ يَعْمَلُونَ. They are soldiers. Obedient soldiers. They don't have a free will. We are different than angels. We have a free will. And God wants us to go with our own power to paradise, not with His push. God does not compel us to go to power, to paradise, neither to hellfire. He wants us to go through our own self-power and self-understanding and free will. And the most precious gift that God has given to all of us is a free will. When He gives you free will, it means He has given you brain to think, to use your brain to choose. إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. So paradise has to be obtained not as a free gift, through amal, through work, through struggle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ طَيِّبِينَ. Pure. يَقُولُونَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ أدخلوا الجنة بما كنتم تعملون. Enter the garden because of what you used to do. Because of your actions, you are entering the garden. The right choice you made and the right product you presented. Your amal. Same thing with those who went to the hellfire. They went with their own choice, with their own free will, with their own understanding. And with their own deeds. So it has to be obtained by amal. If God would give us only reason with no other counterbalance and counter powers, then we are going to paradise with no struggle. Because you have no way, only the way of paradise. Like the angels, you don't have desire. Angels, they cannot sin. Not that they don't want to sin. They cannot sin because they don't have desire. They are stripped of desire. When they are stripped of desire, they cannot sin. While the humans, they can sin. The prophets, they can sin, but they choose not to. They choose not to. This is the power of Isma. It's different from the angels. Angels are not ma'soom. They don't commit a sin, but they are not ma'soom. Why? Because they don't have desire. They are stripped of that choice. The prophets and the imams, they have the choice and they choose not to disobey, not to sin. Allah wants us to work hard to earn paradise. It's not a free gift, to earn it through our deeds. And therefore, we have to have the other elements. Beside reason, aql, we have to have the power of anger and the power of desire. And we channel them in the right direction, we're going to succeed. Anger is necessary, provided that I channel it in the right direction. Desire is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing, provided that I channel it and direct it in the right direction, not in the wrong direction. I use it in the good way. It's just like money. Money is not a bad thing. Money is a good thing. God says about money, khayr, goodness, provided that we use it in a good way, not in a bad way. So we have these three powers that they always clash and always fight to dominate us. Every single morning and every single evening, our life revolves among these three powers. Quwwatul aql, quwwa al-aqliyya, the power of reason and intellect. The second, al-quwwatul ghadabiyya, the power of anger. And the third one, al-quwwatul shahawiyya, the power of desire and appetite. They struggle to win us. Each one wants to win us and conquer us and to become triumph in this struggle and in this fight. And therefore, let me focus on one of them today. The power of anger, which is necessary for our takamul, for our journey, for our perfection. We need this. Ulama say without it, you cannot be brave enough. You cannot be courageous. You cannot even have self-confidence if you lack this power, the power of anger. So look at it from the positive lens, not the negative lens. What is the negative one? This power becomes negative when we misuse it and when we mishandle it. This power has to be regulated. This power has to be... This faculty has to be handled well. It has to be balanced. The volume of this power has to be adjusted. It requires a specific volume. If you want to enjoy this power, huwa al-ghadabiyya, you have to adjust the volume. How do you adjust the volume? By self-control. The Prophet ﷺ says, "Al-ghadabu jamratun min al-shaytan, a piece of satanic charcoal, not just any charcoal, satanic one. Jamratun min al-shaytan. Al-ghadabu darbun min al-junun. The negative power of anger is part of madness." And when that person came to the Prophet and said to him, "Adni ya Rasulullah, please advise me, O the Messenger of God," the Prophet said to him three times, one after the other, three times, "La taghdab." Then he said, "Adni ya Rasulullah," again, "What shall I do?" Again he said to him, "La taghdab." And he asked him the third time, then after that, "What shall I do?" He said, "La taghdab." Three times. Because when you succumb to the power of anger, you are going to lose the power of what? You tell me. Reason. And therefore, you hear in the news that a mother kills her baby. A husband becomes angry and he kills his wife and his children with his own weapon. And he ends up in jail forever. This is because he succumbed to the power of anger. La ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ. The righteous, the pious, are those who curb their rage. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ. You have to curb it. You have to suppress it. You have to suppress. Kaz means when you suppress something. Don't allow it to grow or to flourish. Because you're going to lose your reason. You are not going to think reasonable. You're going to abuse yourself and those who live around you. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضُ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Suppress your anger, forgive people. The result is, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. God loves those who do good acts. Wholesomeness. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. وَالْحَدِيثُ يَقُولُ مَنْ لَمْ يَمْلُكْ غَضَبَهُ لَمْ يَمْلُكْ عَقْلَهُ. If you cannot control your anger, you would never be able to control your reason. You would never be able to control your reason. And I conclude with what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says about anger. من كف غضبه. Whoever curbs and crushes his anger, كَفَّ عَنْهُ عَذَابَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. God is going to curb his anger and his wrath and his rage against him on the day of judgment. And his punishment against him. So the journey begins here. The journey for the Akhirah, your place. Now, most of the airlines, they allow you to check in 24 hours before the flight. And then they give you this option, select your seat. God has given us not 24 hours before our departure. Open. Anytime you can select your seat. We can select our seat there, here in this line. Through what? You don't have to use your computer to go and select your seat. Through our behavior. Curbing our desires, curbing our anger, the negative anger. When you curb it, you get the points. You are able to select your seat there. This is the meaning of a free will and a free choice. You make it here. It's not imposed on you. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد. كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء روحي لها الفداء، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. روي عن الإمام أبي عبد الله جعفر بن محمد الصادق عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه قال: إن الله عز وجل خلق خلقا من خلقه. God has created some people among his own creatures. خلقا من خلقه. انتجبهم. He commissioned them. He assigned them. He designated them. انتجبهم لقضاء حوائج فقراء شيعتنا. They have been assigned special task. Those special elite, special group, have been assigned into this special task to fulfill the needs of the deprived among the Shia, the followers of the Prophet and his family, alayhim afdhal salatu wassalam. So, لِيُثِيبَهُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ الْجَنَّةِ. So God would reward them, those special elite, special people who have been assigned and commissioned this task. So he would reward them paradise. Then the Imam says, فَإِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ أَن تَكُونَ مِنْهُمْ فَكُنْ. If you can afford to be part of this elite group, then you must be. And here it's not saying that it's difficult for you to join. This is an invitation for you to join. It means you can be. It's in your power. It's in your will, within your will. It is within your capacity to fulfill the need of those who are deprived. And we have many people who are deprived. When we speak about deprivation, people's mind goes immediately to money, someone who doesn't have money. Sometimes people have money, but they are still deprived. Someone is deprived from emotions, from love. Maybe he or she did not find love in their family, with the father, with the mother, with the sibling, with the extended family. Someone found love, but they did not find education. Someone found education, but he or she did not find guidance, hidayah. He went to the best school in town, and he graduated, and he has a good job. But when it comes to hidayah, إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا, they didn't get that chance to be guided. So people are deprived from many things, not necessarily money and materials. Money and materials are the last things. Try to be of help. Sometimes emotional, sometimes psychological, sometimes spiritual, sometimes intellectual, sometimes social. Try to be of help. Don't retain the privilege only to yourself. If you protect others, God is going to protect you. God says some people are busy helping others. I will be busy helping them. They have no time to help themselves. So I myself, the God says, I myself, I'm going to dedicate my service to help them. Because they dedicated their time, their effort to helping others. So I will take care of them. We live in a community. This is called community. We have different colors, probably different languages, different racial backgrounds, but we have one goal. And we are on one destination. We have one destination. Our ultimate destination is the Akhirah. Even if we travel here in different directions, He goes to different countries and different continents. At the end, we have one final departure. One unified departure. No one says, okay, this guy goes to Akhira, I'm going to go somewhere else, to Jupiter. No. We are all going to go to Akhira. Whether you like to travel or you love to travel. Whether you don't travel at all or you travel every day. You're going to share one last trip with others. And that is the final departure. And no escape from that. And you see it and I see it every single day. You see it in your family. You see it in your community. You see it among your friends. Every single day. So we live as one community, one body, one family, one house. Even if we speak different languages. But we share the same values, same principles, and same destination. We have to be supportive of each other. In this life, in Islam, what is really important is the concept of takaful, solidarity, supporting each other. Don't just think of supporting yourself and your wife and your kids. Those are your family, definitely, and you have a responsibility to support them. But also you have an extended family. People who live around you, they are your family. Even if you don't know their names, even if you don't know their address, they are your family. You have to be supportive. You have to dedicate some of your money, some of your time, some of your effort, some of your concern, some of your time to helping others. This is Islam. Islam is not a country called Islam. Islam is a society, me and you. If we are good Muslims, then this is an Islamic society. If we are bad Muslims, then this is not an Islamic society. Period. We have to stand for each other. We have to support each other. We have to inquire about each other. The hadith says, Al-Imam al-Kadhim, this is the seventh Imam, Al-Imam Musa al-Kadhim, alayhi salatu wassalam. إياك أن تمتنع في طاعة الله فتنفق مثليه في معصية الله. If an opportunity comes to you to help someone and there is, you earn the pleasure of God in helping this person, someone who is really in need of help, and you decline, you reject, you don't take this opportunity, you repel it, you reject it, then you're going to spend the double amount of that money which you were supposed to spend it in God's obedience, you're going to spend the double amount of that money in God's disobedience. Are you with me? An opportunity comes to give an orphan $100. And you say no. Your nafs says no, keep it for yourself. You're going to spend $200 in disobeying God, in purchasing something which is illegal, which is forbidden, which is unethical. It could be alcohol, it could be drugs, it could be something else. In violating God, be careful. We have to stand together. This is the beauty of the community. Each one of us, God has supplied with something special. I have something that you don't have, and you have something that I don't have. I need you, and you need me. We all need each other. We all need each other. None of you is extra here. You can't say, God, maybe God can create 50 of us, the rest are extra. No. Allah says, everything I create with a specific measurement. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِمِقْدَارٍ. Some parents, they have 10 kids. Sometimes the mother, the father says, maybe 5 of them were enough. No, 10 of them are good. If you know how to handle them. When you don't handle them, yes, even one of them is too much for you. So the wrong is not with the kids, the wrong is with me. I don't know how to handle them. We need each other. And the road to paradise, God is not saying to you, carry a gun and go fight. Your gun is your brain and your will. This is your real gun. And your battlefield is here in the community to fight evil and to promote goodness and to reach out to those who are in need. Our prayers, this one, has no value if we immediately leave after the prayers and we don't ask about each other and we don't care about each other. This prayer is going to have zero value, sub-zero value. But the same prayer is going to have value with God when the prayers bring us together. We care about each other. We become thoughtful about each other. I look at you and you and I say, maybe they have a need. I have to stand with them. I have to answer them. I have to serve them. And the hadith says, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِدْخَالُ السُّرُورِ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The best act in the eyes of God is when you bring joy and happiness and relief to the heart of the community of the believers. You bring them some relief. Someone who's living in fear, anxiety, confusion, sadness, you bring him some relief. أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. The most beloved act in the eyes of God. He didn't say the prayers, no. The prayers is a motive for us. It gives us energy, but it's not the end. My friends, the prayers is not the end. It's the means. What we are going to do now in 5 minutes, it's the means, not the end. The end is when you make people happy. People who live around you, make them happy. You make them relieved. You bring some relief. Tomorrow, inshallah, we're going to celebrate the occasion of Eid al-Ghadir at 7 p.m. Saturday. 7 p.m. inshallah. And the Muharram sessions are going to begin October 2nd, inshallah, Sunday night for 11 nights, inshallah. And we have an honorable scholar, Dr. Hassanein Walji from Houston. He's going to join us for the English program, inshallah. Allahumma khfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat. الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ارزقنا في الدنيا زيارة الحسين وفي الآخرة شفاعة الحسين وجد الحسين اللهم أمتنا على ولاية أمير المؤمنين اللهم عجل في فرج مولانا وسيدنا وقائدنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.